I want to discuss the carbon shlamim. Carbon shlamim. We can learn a little bit the halachos of when you bring a shlamim, and then we'll understand the concept behind shlamim. A lot of times you give shurim on karbonis, on vayikra, people don't know the actual technicality of what it is. Therefore it doesn't take them when they see the yesod, the concept behind the carbon. So we're going to do both today. We're going to learn the technicality of how it's done, why it's brought, and then we'll see a tremendous yesod, a tremendous concept that we can learn from carbon shlamim. If you look at Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in this week's parasha, V'zois Toiras Zevach HaShlamim. This is the Torah, the rule, the law. Zevach, the slaughter of Shlamim, Asher Yakriv Lashem, that he will slaughter to Hashem. There's one word in this pasuk which is extra, and is not found by any other carbon, and that's the word Zevach. Zayis Tairas HaAsham, Zayis Tairas HaChatas, Zayis Tairas. Right? We know there's an Ayla, a Chatas, an Asham, and a Shlamim. The Lamiluyim kol Karbanacha, right? There's three Karbanas, basic Karbanas. There's the Chatas, the Asham, the Ayla, and the Shlamim. The Ayla we were taught already, we learned, that it's not exactly Al-Chet. It could come Al-Chet, but not exactly Al-Chet, which means Chatas is clearly, when you're over a lav, you bring a Chatas. And Asham is when you're misupak, when you're not sure if you're oiver and avera. The Ayla is sometimes al-bitul asay. Sometimes you can bring it if you didn't do an asay, even though there's no isur punishment for the asay, but there's a carbon. Sometimes it's behirur. You can bring it if you had bad thoughts. And sometimes you can bring an Ayla just to get close to Hashem. That's the carbon Ayla. The shlamim is only when you're no averis. There's no averis that you bring a shlamim for. Shlamim is just simply to get close to Hashem. So why is it that carbon shlamim is the only carbon that it says zevach? If you look at last week's parsha also, when it talks about the shlamim, it starts with the word zevach. Zevach shlamim. Why zevach for shlamim? Zevach just means a slaughter, a carbon. Shlamim is the only one that's called a carbon. Now the truth is, the Chazal in Zvachim Davdalit Amid Aleph, they darshin Zvicha L'shem Shlamim. That you have to be Zeveyach for the purpose of Shlamim. Now the truth is, every carbon has to be Zvicha for that carbon. It's not only a carbon Shlamim. You understand? Zvicha for Shlamim. When the carbon is being Nikrav in the Kayin, and every carbon is that way. Every carbon has to be zvicha l'shem the carbon. So why only by shlamim? So we could say two things. First of all, shlamim, we're going to learn later on, was a method of how they made regular eating meat in the midbar. In the midbar, when they wanted to eat meat, they were makiv carbon shlamim, and the halach is by shlamim that the bailin, the owner, eats the meat. So there was no just going to the butcher, going to Meal Mart and say, give me. There was no Meal Mart. You had to go to the Beis HaMikdash and shech the carbon shlamim, and with that you would have meat to eat. So it could be, that's why the Torah stresses, V'zois Torah zevach ha-shlamim, asher yakriv l'ashem. That's the chiddush, there has to be zvicha l'shem shlamim. You would say that a shlamim, it's kachim kalim, not kachim kedushin, it's kachim kalim. It's the lesser of kaidish in the ladder of kachim. It's also meant to make meat eating, for the eating purpose. So maybe there would be no halach of zvicha l'shem, that you have to shecht it, l'shem the carbon. You bring a shlam, you shecht it. That's why the Torah stresses zvicha l'shem shlamim. Shalom Aleichem. We're asking a very simple question. Today we're going to learn what shlamim is. If you look at the pasuk tells us Zois Toiras Zevach Hashlamim. Ashiyakriv Lashem. Why does it have to say Zevach Hashlamim? Zevach. It's only by Shlam does he use the word Zevach. It doesn't say Zevach HaOsham, Zevach HaChatos. Only by Shlam. Why only by Shlam? So we explained that the Gemara learns Zvicha L'Shem Shlam, that when you slaughter it, it has to be for the sake of the Shlam. Every carbon has to be L'Shma. That's the beginning of Zvachim, right? Every carbon is L'Shma. And the answer could be is there's a chiddush by shlamim because shlamim was meant to bring meat to the owner, that he should be able to eat it. That's the way it was in the Midbar. And it's also kachin kalim, it's not the higher level of kachin. So therefore the pasuk goes out of its way and speaks zvicha l'shem shlamim. Aydilma, we could say another very nice pshat. If you look at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the Torah tells us the method of how the Kohen is supposed to do the Karbanos. Now I want to point this out to you. A lot of what's written in Parshas Vayikra is repeated in Parshas Tzav. Many of the halachas of the Karbanos. It seems in the Mefarshim that the basic chiluk between Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav is Vayikra is the laws of the Karbanos that the owner has to know. Tzav is the halacha of the Karbanos that the Kohen has to know. It's coming from the side of the Kayin. How does he supposed to look and learn and know the halachas of carbon? And that's how it's taka start. Samas Aharim is Banav Leimar. So it talks about the carbonis, Maisa carbonis, as what entails Avaydus HaKohuna. So what does it say? It says like this. So on the fire, on the mizbech, you should be makriv chel v'ashlamim. Tell me, that's the only thing you were makriv on the mizbech was chel v'ashlamim? All the karbanis, all the emurim, everything was nikriv on the mizbech. Why does it say chel v'ashlamim? Rashi, im yaviyu sham shlamim. If you will bring shlamim, so then you put the shlamim there. What do you mean, if you bring? And if you bring a different carbon, so you would put that there also. So why pick shlamim? Rashi's saying that the pshat is, it's just an example. Isn't that strange? Now when it says, v'hikr v'alel, you say it every day by davening. You ever think about it? V'hikr v'alel chavei shlamim. You ever think about it? What do you mean chavei shlamim? Only shlamim? Good, that's for the drasha. But it's only shlamim, you put everything. You're saying it's only for the purpose of the thing. Rashi says, Rabbi Seinu Lamdu Mikan, our Rabbeim learned from here, Al Oilas Haboika Hashlim Kol HaKabonis Kulam. It's a drash. But the Pashup Shad is Im Yaviyu Sham Shlamim. It's just an example. So the Al Sheikh asks us for Akasha. Why bring an example to Shlamim? So he's saying that the drash is the reason for the example. Al Sheikh says a little differently. Al Sheikh says, the shlamim is a carbon that you brought peacefully. You didn't do any aveiros to bring the shlamim. That's the example that the Torah likes to pick. Watch from Torah, if you're chatas asham, we pick an example, a nice example. Shlamim is a beautiful carbon because it doesn't represent any chet. So it could be when the halachas are taught, it's taught through the words of through the parsha of zvachim. So zvicha l'shem shlamim. True, it's by all karbanis that way. But maybe the Torah goes out of its way and speaks zvicha, the carbon shlamim. In other words, the halachas are taught in the light of shlamim, because shlamim is a carbon which is, it's beautiful. It represents, you know, the love of a yid to cloud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not based on chet, not based on tikkun avayis. That's what the Al-Sheikh says on this pasuk chel v'ashlamim. Okay. So now we've explained that the word zevach, according to Chazal, is there to tell me zvicha l'shem shlamim. How many times did I have to say it? It says it all the time. If it's a drush of zvicha l'shem shlamim, so it's fine if it would only say it once. Why every time, every single time it says the word shlamim, it's called zevach ha-shlamim? That l'chayrin pshatov is not answered this Chazal. You're asking? Beautiful word. Beautiful shayla. You want to come and tell me halacha? So you teach it to me once. Why do you think it's Yeshiva Sayol Simcha that you have to teach it over again and over again and until they get the point? We got the point. Zevach Hashlam, that's it, finished. How many times do you have to write it? Again and again, Zevach Hashlam. So I saw the Ksav HaKabbalah says a very interesting pshat. HaKsav HaKabbalah is a classic sefer. It says classic. Explains you the pshat of the psuk. Beautiful. He says the word Zevach means Seuda. It's a meal. Seuda, a meal. So the pshat in Zevach Shlomim is the Seuda of the Shlomim. Why? The Shlomim was a carbon that they shechted and that the Bailam had from. And not only the Bailam would invite his friends. He would make an entire meal out of it. You make an entire oshavosh, what do they call it again? The party that they make. Yeshua. They made a whole Yeshua from it. No, really, that's what the carbon Shlomim was. So Mela, that's why it's called Zevach. The word Zevach means... No, I'm teaching you something new today. The word Zevach doesn't mean Shechita. The word Zevach means Seudas Shlomim. It's the meal. The Shlomim feast. Zevach Shlomim. And he brings Mekairis. He brings the Ksav HaKabbalah. Now, Ksav HaKabbalah is not a safer that you quote like you quote the Chveisa, Vertel and Chumash. He was the author of the text. Like he worked on the pshatav of the words. It's accepted that way. And he brings rayas from Tanakh. Zevach la'om. There's a party. There was a party for the people. Zevach hayayim l'Hashem. Zevach just means a party, a sudas mitzvah. So the word zevach means sudas mitzvah. So that's why shlomim always goes together with the word zevach. I would like to say a different pshat. Why does Shlomim always go together with the word Zevach? I would say it's my pshat, but like all other my things that I say, it's based on Rishayim. Just have to find it in the Rishayim. You have to see it, and once I point it out to you, you'll see it clearly, you'll see Doshteit in the Rishayim. The Targum translates the word Shlomim different than any other carbon. Peledik. Yeah. Asham, Chatos, all the same.
Shalem.
Aleph, here. Look at the Targum. It says like this. Oh. Zois Toiras, Zevach HaShlomim. The Do'oraiso, this is the halacha of the Torah, the Nichsas Kuchayo, of the holy carbon, holy Kuchayo. Targum translates Zevach Shlomim Kuchaya. Holy. Relax. Relax. Refine. Kodesh. Kodesh means holy. Interesting. Go look. Look at all the Targums. You'll never find Chatos, Asham. They're also Kodesh. And it's interesting. The Zvachim of Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. And Pukta Kachin Kalim is called what? Kuchaya. Nichsas Kuchaya. The Mefarshim who like to learn Pshat are busy with this Targum. What is Nichsas Kuchaya? Where does it come from? Why is he saying this? So they want to say that Shlomim and Kaidish and Tyre. I'll tell you what I really hold. And I can't be more stronger than what I'm trying to tell you, that it's 100%. The word Kodesh is not a translation of the word Shlom. It's a translation of the word Zevach. What is Zevach? What is the translation of Zevach? And the answer is not a party, but a holy party. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. A Sudas al Kodesh. The Nichsas Kuchaya. Nichsas is a carbon, right? Kuchaya. It's a translation of the word Zevach. It's not a translation of the word Shlom. They're all trying to learn that the word Shlomim is Kuchaya. And the question is, where and why would the Targum translate Shlomim as Kuchaya? And of course the question is, it's Kachin Kalim, it's not Kachin Kedashim. And the answer is, we're not coming to translate the word Shlomim. The Targum's coming to translate the word what? Zevach. the word zebach. Now the question, of course, is why zebach kodesh by shlam? So either we learn like the Ksava Kabbalah, and has something to do with Sudas Kodesh. He's trying to say it's a Sudash al Kedusha. Tell me, if someone asks you, what does the word Zevach mean? It means to slaughter like you slaughter Shechitas Behemoths for eating? No, it's a holy slaughter, right? So that's what he's saying. Nichsas Kutshaya. I tell him, maybe he's saying something deeper, Rabbi. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying a very partial thing. Nichsas is Zevach. Shlamin could be Kutshaya. So the question is, why is Shlamin Kutshaya? I'm trying to tell you that it doesn't mean that. It means Nichsas Kutshaya Zevach. Only problem is, why doesn't he translate the word Shlamin? It doesn't bother me that much, because Shlamin is Shlamin. Shlamin is Shlamin. They're saying it because there's no word Shlamin in the pasuk, so Kutshaya must mean Shlamin. I'm thinking that he's just translating the word Zevach, Zevach of Shlamin. Why am I saying this? Okay. What is Shlamin? What is it? What is the translation of the word Shlamin? So I'd like you all to turn to last week's parsha, where we first find the word Shlamin. Yes, I think it's Gimel. It should be Gimel. Gimel Aleph, I believe. Gimel Aleph. I believe it's Gimel Aleph. Zevach Shlamin. So you see again the word Zevach. Shlamin. What is Shlamin? Says Rashi Givaldik. Shlamin. Shemetilim Shalom Bi'aylam. It brings peace to the world. Peace. Peace to the world. Dabar Acher. Shlamin. Sheyesh Behem Shalom L'mizbeach. There's peace. Why? The Mizbeach has, the Kayin gets from it, the Bailim gets from it, peace. It brings peace to everybody. Doesn't mean that everybody gets a piece, like in Israel, the peace process. It means that they give back pieces of land. No, Taka means peace. There's Shalom, everybody gets. So officially that's called peace. Okay. This is Rashi. Shematilim Shalom Be'aylam. Now, before we discuss Rashi, I want to tell you the way the Rishonim learn Kipshutai, simply the translation of the word Shalom. Because Be'emes, the way Rashi learns Shlamim, it's a concept. It's a concept of Shalom peace. The Rashbam says that the word Tashlumim, I'm sorry, the word Shlamim comes from the translation of Tashlumim. You owe it. A person promises and he has to pay it. Which means it's nothing more than a tashlum. You have it, Eliezer? You want to read the Rashbam? Go ahead, read the Rashbam. Hare alai shlam. It's talking about when the guy says Hare alai shlam. He owes it. Me'acha she'ein a lashon oila, me'ein a kalu, el a lashon shlamin. So what does that mean? Lashon neder. V'tzarech l'shalim is nedarav. Yeah? But the person has to pay back. So the word tashlum is not a lofty concept. Pay cash, you owe it. Yeah. The word tashlumim, you owe it, pay it. It's very, very low concept for carbon, no? Chatos, tapara. Tashlum, you owe it, pay it. You like it? You like that? That's the translation of, pay it, you owe me! Tashlumim, shlamim. Carbon, shlamim. Wow, it's very nice. And this is the concept of, wow, the carbon shlam is the most beautiful carbon. I understand there's big lofty concepts behind shlamin, but its name takes on a simple translation of you owe me, pay me. It's interesting, right? You look at the Daskenim Bali Atosis, they say it's deeper than just you owe me, pay me. It's shalim, a feeling of peace that a person feels once he brought the carbon. You feel peaceful. A person who brings the carbon feels like he did something big. He's that close to Hashem. So the hergish of peace that a person feels after he brings the carbon, that's called shlamin.
He paid.
No. You see, you're talking like he paid, I feel better after I pay. Sounds like you like your bills.
Tashlumim, no?
The Rashbam says tashlumim. You weren't paying attention. You were obviously dreaming about something else. The Rashbam was saying Tashlum. The Daskenim says it's peace, that a person feels peaceful after he brings the carbon. Daskenim Ibali HaTosfot, yeah? That a person feels peace, an inner happiness, an inner peace, when he brings the carbon. See, he's saying, very good. When you pay your bills, you feel peace. I hear, all right. Putting the two pshatim together. I understand that's what you mean, but that's a joke. And my shir is not a joke. Now, if you take a look back into Rashi now, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Shematilim Shalom Ba'ilam, it brings peace. Which means it's peace, right? The peace, right? It's all expressions of what? Of peace. What does it mean, Shalom Ba'ilam? Which world does it bring peace in? What is that? This is good for the world. That's what it means. Shalom Ba'ilam.
In the world.
In the world. It brings peace in the world. Another thing. What does it mean that the Mizbeach and the people and everybody has, and that's called Shalom? That's peace. That's what I mean. That's how you say peace. Peace, Shalom. Not peace, part. Peace, harmony, right? Peace. Peace because everybody gets a chelik. It's like a funny lashon, no? If everybody divides the cake evenly, so that's called peace. You're not talking about the fighting people. It's not the Kayin and Hashem and the Mizbeach and what everybody's fighting. Oh, now I got my peace, and therefore it's peaceful. You see a word peace in Chalukas HaKarbon between the Mizbeach and the Bailim. That's called peace. You never bothered this kasha? Unbelievable kasha. You hear the kasha? Repeat the kasha. Unbelievable kasha. I mean, what's shalom? What are you saying? What do the words mean? Bishayim natilim shalom. But first of all, we have to know what shalom ba'ilam is. I don't even know what it is yet. Get into that. Well, no, what does it mean? What's the second shot? Dover, acher. Mishlamim. Sheyesh bem shalom l'mizbeach. Ula kehanim, ula bailim. There's peace for the kehanim, peace. But kehanim kind of angry if they don't get karbanim. I mean, what are you, the mizbeach making peace between the mizbeach and the bailim? I don't know. What do the words mean? I want to show you even more. You know, in Parshas Tetzaveh, okay, I don't have the Chumash in front of me, I only have a Vayikra. In Parshas Tetzaveh, Rashi brings the same chazal and he takes one word out. Instead of saying, sheyesh bem shalom l'mizbeach, Sheyesh b'ze shleimus. Shleimus l'mizbeach. Shleimus. Same Rashi. Instead of the word shalom, he puts in the word shleimus. Same Rashi. Mamish, the same chazal, the same Rashi. But instead of the word shalom, Rashi used the word shleimus! Complete. What's going on with Rashi? So Rabbi Yisai, let me tell you what I think the pshat is. In Rashi. What does Shleim mean? Shleimim actually is plural, no? If you want to say peace, you say Shalom. You don't say Shleimim. You ever see a guy say Shleimim Aleichem? What do you say? Shalom Aleichem, right? So what is Shlomim? Why plural? So I could come and say, maybe that's good for Rashi means. Rashi brings two pshatim. Shematilim Shalom Be'aylam. And it's also Matilim Shalom in the Bailim Karbanis, the Mizbeach. So it's plural. Maybe the two pshatim of Rashi is why it's plural. That's good for what Rashi means. Rashi's trying to explain why it's a shlom in plural, and the answer is what? Because there's two pshatim, there's two shalom that it makes. It makes shalom be'ayma, and it makes shalom for the mizbeach and the adam. The Shach and Chumash learns that even in the be'aylam it's takatu. Shemetel Shalom Harbe. It makes a lot of peace. Not just one piece. What? Ben Ish L'Ishtai. Yeah? You want harmony at home? Bring a Karmish Shlomim. Meitilim, yeah? Shalom Ben Ish L'Ishtai. Or Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Meitel Shalom Harbe. Makes a lot. A lot of Shalom. Yeah? Was it Kedai to come to this year just for this? Just for this. You say every day Karmish Shlomim. You know what you're talking about? Shlomim, Bab Lamim. What do you say? Now you're learning what it is, a carbon shalom. Not my pshat, not beautiful drush. Part of pshat, what it says in the chazal, what it says in the rashi, what it says in the rishayim. Very simple. Because you have to find these Rishonim. You got to dig it up. People don't have the time and the patience to do it. Shlomim. Shlomim is Shalom. Everybody knows. Yeah, you knew that. Sure. Shlomim Shalom. So say Shalom. Don't say Shlomim. Shlomim, plural. Either it means the Tupshat Marashi. Or even in the Shalom Ba'aylam, it makes many types of peace. Many forms of peace. Peace between a man and his friend. Between a husband and his wife. So I want to know, what's Taka Pshat? It makes peace between husband and wife. It makes people, what is this? If you want to say it makes peace in the world, so just say it makes peace in the world. You have to stress it makes peace between Adam and Chaveray, Habein Oish L'Ishtay. Just say Shalom, it makes Shalom. When you want to say a general term of Shalom, so you have to stress this Shalom and that Shalom and this Shalom and that Shalom. Just say it makes peace. It's a peace offering. Finished. That's all. What is going on? There's something more in this Rashi. And if you read it b'shitchiyot, if you read it externally, you're not hitting the right chords in Rashi. You don't see the Rashi properly. So again, what are the kashas we're asking in Rashi? Let's just chaz it to make sure we understand what we want here. The first thing we're trying to say is shlamim is different than all other karbanis, but it has a nickname, zevach shlamim. Why? Why does the karban shlamim have a nickname, zevach shlamim? The second point we're trying to discuss is why does the Targum translate it kuchaya? What's why is it kaidish more than anything else? If anything, it's less. It's kachem kawin. The third thing we're trying to understand is shlamim is peace. What peace? Where? But peace. So good. So the Brash Bam says it means you owe the money, pay it. That's the whole pshat in the karban. You owe the money, pay it. That's the name of the karban. You owe, pay. What is the Askenim says? No, it's got to be war. It's got to be the inner peace that a person has when he brings a carbon. Inner peace that he has, it brings a carbon. It's also what's the word I'm looking for? Very watery concepts. It sounds, the Goyim are busy with that peace and tranquility and peace. They're busy with peace. Inner feelings of peace. What are you saying? Shlomim is inner peace. It sounds like the Dale Carnegie books, Inner Peace. See, that's what it sounds like. I believe it's a lot more than that. Okay? So we're going to explain the Rashbam, we're going to explain the Daskenim, and of course we have to explain Rashi, Shalom Ba'aylam, many Shalom, B'nish L'Ishtay, B'nal Chaveray. What are all these Shaloms that are happening here? What is all the Shalom? And how is it for the Mizbeach? It's also called Shalom. Shalom, because the Mizbeach has, and the Kohen has, that's peace, like make peace between the Mizbeach and the Bailim and the Kohen. What kind of peace did you make? What are you talking about? And Emechonami, Rashi Taka says in Parsha Tetzava, Shleimus. So then what does it mean, Shalom, Shleimus? What is going on over here in the Rashi? So Rabbi Sai, let me tell you what I think the Pshat is. The Ramah wrote a Sefer on Karbanos, the Peres HaOilah. Beautiful classic sefer. In the Ramah sefer in Tirus Ha'ayla, he explains the word shlomim in the 12th perek. Hashlomim einem boyim al chet. Shlom doesn't come for a sin, like I told you. V'lechei nikrei shlomim. That's why it's called shlomim. Shlomim means complete. Shalom, complete. K'may shedarshu zal she'oisim shalom ba'aylam. Shlomim is complete. Shalom is peace? How'd you put the two together? But what does he mean? It makes peace. But you're translating it Shalom as not chet, no? So he says in Maridik Yisrael, Ki lefisha ein shalom ba'olam kishachet ba'olam. When there's sin, there's no shalom. So the carbon shlomim represents shalom. It represents peace. It represents no chet. No chet. See, this is not drush. The Ramah. Ramah and Shulchan. You learn the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch? Come, let's learn the Ramah on carbon. Yeah? Like it says, Ein Shalom Am Hashem L'Rishayim. And he says in Maridik Pshat, he says, that's why there's no carbon shlom for the Tzibur. Shlom is only a Yach, only Yachid. Adam Kiyakun is only a person, yeah? What's the pshat that only a shlomim is carbon yachid? And the answer is because the tzibur always has somebody that's sinning. The yachid can be perfect. The yachid can be that he didn't sin. You, for example, you don't do any averus whatsoever, right? So you can bring a carbon shlam. But the Klal Yisrael has people who sin. So in the carbon sebor, you cannot have what? You cannot have a shlam. Mardik Ramah. Ah, yes, Mardik Akasha. We do bring a carbon sebor shlam. You know when? When do we bring carbon sebor shlam? No? Once a year we bring. No. Shavuos, Kipsiat Tzaris is a shlamim. The animals that we bring to sacrifice on Shavuos is a shlamim. So he says, a Mardik Pshat. And the answer is, because since it's Kabbalah Satayra, Kimon Shiket, he brings you a shalom. It says, in all the karbanis, Adam ki yechta, chatas, atzeres enksin chet. By the carbon atzeres, don't say chet. Says the Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, the last peridal, alocha ches, amla kodesh baruch, mikimon shikibaltam aleichem oil toira. Once you accept oil toira, mali ani aleichem ki ilechatasim yamechem. It's as if you haven't sinned. So therefore, everybody can bring a carbon what? A carbon shlam. It's good stuff, no? Beautiful. Ramah. But since I'm Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayra, Kabbalah Satayra means no sin. Baltam Aleichem Tayra, it's as if Leichatasin. So therefore, they can go and bring what? A carbon shlam. They can bring a carbon shlam. I'd like to explain this Ramah a little bit. No chet, shalom. Kabbalah Satayra, no chet. Just because a person is Makabal Tayra means there's no chet. I don't know, it's interesting. You see how it works? Shalom, complete. Complete means no chet. No chet means shalom, peace. Yeah? Oil Tayra means what? No chet. No chet again means what? You can bring a karma shalom. That's basically what the Ramah is saying. Okay, you all got what the Ramah is saying? Shleimus means peace. Peace means no sin. Oil Torah means no sin. So Melech Kipsi Atzeres could be what? Shlam. This is what the Ramah says. I want to say the Pshat as follows. What does the Ramah mean? What does the Ramah mean? Person could be Sur Meirah. Person could stay away from bad things. True, if he didn't stay away from bad things, he's not healthy for one reason. You know why he's not healthy? Because he has sick things by him. He has problems, right? So you have to go after those problems and heal them. A guy has a blood disease, Leilainu. So in order for him to be healthy, the first thing he has to do is what? Get rid of the blood disease. Okay. But then you can have a guy who has no diseases whatsoever, but he's still not healthy. What do you mean he's still not healthy? Here it hurts him, and here he has an ache and a pain, right? What do they tell you today? To be healthy, you have to eat healthy, and you have to exercise, right? There's one thing being sick, and there's another thing, which means, no, being healthy. But there's a middle ground. What's the middle ground? The middle ground is that I'm not sick, but I'm not healthy. We find in the Karban is the same Yisayit. What's that Yisayit? A person can be Leichati, he didn't do any Averis. But that still doesn't mean that he has the Asay Tov. He has the Sur Meirah, but he doesn't have the Asay Tov. In order to be healthy, he still needs the Asay Tov. A person who doesn't sin. In order for him to be healthy, he has to have a harmony between all the things that he does right. It has to come together bishleimus. Just because it's not broken doesn't mean it's complete. You understand that concept? You understand that concept? Let's repeat it again. Because once you're taifis, my machshava, what I'm trying to bring out, you'll see that not only I'm right, it's also beautiful daher. Let's give an example, a car. Because everybody can relate to a car because we all have that problem, right? You can go to the mechanic, right? And what does the mechanic say? You have this wrong and that wrong. Right away, he gives you $1,000 bill. Right, that could happen. That I would compare to a carbon chatas. The Karma chatas means you did something wrong, you got this wrong, that wrong, here wrong, you better bring a karma chatas. $1,000 is your bill, and you could go and fix up what's wrong. Then you sometimes come to the mechanic, and you tell him the car's not driving well. He checks the car and says, there's nothing wrong, you just need a tune-up. What is a tune-up? A tune-up is a wheel alignment. What he does is he tunes the car that everything should run smoothly together within the motor. And then he gives you the car, and what does the car run? The car runs healthy, well. Just because it doesn't have major diseases or major breaks or major problems, still doesn't mean that it's functioning smoothly. A person could learn and daven, but it's erroneous. There are problems, which means is the mensch is not shalim, he's not a shleimistic, a complete person. The Rama is saying a tifa daher. Shalom and shleimus is the same thing. What is shalom? Shalom is when everything runs properly, smoothly, adjusting to its matzav to where it belongs. That's a matzav of shalom. Ein shalom omar Hashem l'rishayim. When a person's a rasha, there can't be peace, and there can't be inner peace. People are looking; they want to be happy. How could they be happy if there are problems in their daily lives which are not running properly? A guy could learn a little bit, then he could daven and he has money, but he's not happy. You know why he's not happy? Because his neshama does not have shleimus. He needs a tune-up job. He's not functioning properly. You're right, he learns, but he's not when he's supposed to learn, or what he's supposed to learn, and how he's supposed to learn, and when he's supposed to learn, and how he's supposed to learn, and how. And even if, let's say, he has these two things, who says he talks to his friends the way he's supposed to, and who says he treats his wife properly? Adam HaSholim, the complete person, is something completely different. Ramaftali Trupp, Granat, said about the Chofetz Chaim. What was the Chofetz Chaim's greatness? No stiris, no contradiction. You know what he meant to say? This you say, there was shalom, there was shleimus. Everything functioned properly. His Torah was on par. His Avodah was on par. His Binyan L'Chaveira was... There was no contradiction. Some people excel in one area, and they lack in another area. It's not shalom. And it's not shleimus, which doesn't bring peace. That's the pshat, what the daskenim means. The daskenim is saying a mayudik daher. A person brought a karmen shlamim. Shlamim was a tune-up job. Shlamim was to take the hergeshim, the emotions of a person who didn't do any aveis. Loichata, he didn't sin. Like the Ramos says, you're talking about shalom, and to give him shalom, to give him peace, harmony, inner peace, daskenim. That's what the daskenim says. When a person brought a karmen shlamim, he felt inner peace. What is it? It was a potion, a Dale Carnegie potion for happiness? No, that's not what it means. It means is that a person brought a karmen shlamim, it brought out, yeah, it brought out the inner harmony. That's the right word for it. Harmony in his Avodas Hashem, which brought him peace, which brought him happiness from within. A person's not happy is because hulo misudar v'shalem b'avodato. He doesn't find peace in it because it's broken up, it's not fine-tuned, and it doesn't run properly.
Huh?
Person doesn't find peace when he does a lot of the right, but it's not properly, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not properly in tune. It's not harmlessly, it doesn't function harmlessly. It's broken up, and therefore it's, for example, it's incomplete. It's not a complete thing. It lacks shleimus, therefore it lacks shalim. It lacks when everything puts in its place, an expression, Amekaimai, we even say when a person dies, Amekaimai Yavah B'Shalom. What does Amekaimai Yavah B'Shalom mean? When someone comes to his place, where he belongs, in its proper place, then there's Shalom. Shalom means, what do we ask? The Meshef, Shalom, what does it mean? It doesn't mean, it means Shlemus.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. No, but that's what it is. You want to know something? You're laughing. But that's the translation, rest in peace. What do you mean, rest in peace? Shlemus. You know, I told this over to you many times. The Gemara says that a mace, when he dies, you don't say, Leich Bishalom, right? Leich Lishalom, you say Leich Bishalom. Says the Gemara, show him why. What's the difference? Brachas, the end of Brachas. Leich Lishalom is mashmat, the Shalom is there. Leich Bishalom means the Shlemus that you completed over here, take it with you. Leich Bish. With the Shalom that you created over here. What is Shalom? It means complete. Complete. Take rest in peace. It's unfortunate that they translate it right without understanding that they're right. They translate rest in peace, but they don't know what peace is. They think peace is happiness. A mace has no happiness. You know a mace that has happiness? Yeah, a dead person has happiness. So what do we rest in peace? What kind of peace do you want him to rest in? Shleimut. Complete. Amekaimai Yavoi B'Shalom. The word Shalom means completion. Shleimus. This is what the Daskenin means. That when a person brought a carbon Shlomim, it brought out in him what? Hergish of peace. Now Rabbi Isai, let us go back to the Targum. Let's go back to the Targum. Targum translates Zevach Shlomim, Zevach Nichsis Kuchaya, Kaidish. What is Kedusha, Rabbi Isai? What translate the word Kedusha? What is Kedusha? Kedusha is when a person or an object reaches its stage of where it belongs. That is Kedusha. Lachem are Kaddish. What makes them Kaddish? You ever think about it? Kedoshim. What is a Kaddish? What does the word Kaddish mean? So that means the word Kedoshim has many translations. Rabban tells us Kedoshim to you, Prushim, Minarayis. So how is that Kedoshim? How is that Kedoshim? Arayis, Rabbi Say, is Hagdora of you belong with this person. Then you stay with this person. You don't belong with this person, then you don't go to that person. The word pirates. I don't know what the word pirates means. What is the word pirates? It's a breach. Breaching what? There is, when one thing belongs somewhere, and you push it in somewhere else, that's called a breach. Pirates. Pritzus. Arayis is Hagdara. What did Bilam see? Bilam saw what? Matayvu, Ayalecha, Yakai, Mishkan Aisecha, Yisrael, that each Jew lived what? Sheikhin Lishvata. What is Sheikhin Lishvata? He saw the peace of Klal Yisrael. That's what it says. Bilam looked and he saw. What did he see? The Natputzim and Arayas. What is that called? Sheikhin Lishvata. Everybody belongs where he belongs. Think of what I'm telling you. Hear, Rafi, what we're saying? Not beautiful? Bilam takes a look and he sees beautiful, the peace of Klal Yisrael. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov. What? What did he see? He looks and he sees that they're not Prutzim Barayis and that they're Sneos. Every person is Al Mekayma, and that's called Kedusha. That's called Kedusha. So Nichsas Kuchaya. It's not chet kapara. It's more than that. It's kaidish. It's called kaidish. That's why I believe that the shlamim is called zevach. And that I think is also the two pshatim in Rashi. Shlamim shemetilim shalom be'aylam. It puts peace in the world. Dover acha shlamim sheyesh bem shalom l'mizbeach l'kehanim l'baylam. Harmony. The Yisoy of Chet destroying Bria is this Yisrael? Well, how does Chet destroy Bria? And the answer is because Bria has a place. It has a system. Oysa Shalom Bimraimov. The Moshe makes Shalom above. What's the Shalom? The stars and the moon. What kind of Shalom? Are they fighting? They're killing each other. I'll ask you another question. You ready? Oh, it's not beautiful. It's true. You know, let me. Yishurim are not meant to be beautiful. They're meant to be true. I'm not here to tell you beautiful things. If you want beautiful things, you go to an art gallery. I'm here to teach you what it says in the Torah. I'll tell you something here. I want to understand the machloikis between the Levana and the Shemesh. They had a fight. Tell me, you ever saw a moon have a fight with a sun? It's a very interesting thing, no? How does the moon fight with the sun? How does such a thing happen? Tell me, you're a Mekubal. How does the moon fight with the sun? Rabbi Sertz is very pashut. The fight is domain, where each one belongs. Rabbeinu Shloim put the Shemesh in its place and the Areach in its place. If the Shemesh doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do, that's called not Shalom. That's called fighting. The Rabbeinu Shloim decided Mi'atati es Alavana. Its place is going to be smaller, and that's called Shalom. Shalom is when you do things out of your league. The word's not league. Out of your place. Huh? And Shalom is when you do it in your place. Hamoitzi b'mispat sivam. The Rabbi Yishlam has a seder. That's called Aisha Shalom b'mraimov. There's a seder. Every function in the Bria has a seder. So if you do chatayim, you're mekalkel. You're mekalkel the Bria. Carbon Shlomim is no Shalom. I come and I make peace in the Bria. Marbim Shalom B'Aylam. Complete. Shlemus. So actually the two Pshatim of Rashi is all one Pshat. Shalom and Shlemus is one thing. Zokt Rashi, what's Pshat Shalom between the Mizbech? The concept of the Shlomim is not Kulei Lashem. It's not Kulei L'Kayim. It's for the Mizbeach, and it's for the Kayin, and it's for the Bailin. It's complete. What is Shlemus? A person thinks he'll sit in Bismedrish. I don't have to help my wife. Why do I tell my wife? I'm busy learning. You're no mensch. But a good joke. This guy's a Malach. Why? He's definitely not a mensch, right? you want to be called a Malach like that? No. A malach has to be, first you're a mensch, and on top of that, you're a malach mensch. But first be a mensch. There's an inyan called Kulul Hashem, and there's an inyan called Kulul Bailin. This rabbi says, what's the pshat shlomim in the midbar? Was chulin. It was chulin. When you wanted to eat for yourself, you first brought to Hashem. This is the harmony between Lashem and for you. Lashem and for you. What is masmid? Chofetz Chaim once said, masmid is not a person who learns all the time. You'll get sick. Masmid is if he eats on time, and he sleeps on time, and he learns on time. He does everything when it's supposed to be. That's called masmid. And that's called kedusha. You know, we have a concept, lahavdil, v'na kedush v'na chel. We have such a concept, you know that? I want to tell you how deep this concept is. The Christian religion doesn't have this concept. Either you're this or you're that. Unfortunately, when it's either that or this, you're neither, because you can't be all that. And what happens? So they're all the chayil, right? Even their kaidish is all chayil and znus and arayis. But in theology, it's supposed to be kulei kaidish. Your celibacy only in the church. A monk. Completely parush, right? So what happens? They find a way how to do the worst tithes and aveiros in the monastery. We have a concept called lahavdil, ben ha-kaydish, ben ha-chal. You need both. You need kaydish and chal. But you have to know how to be mavdil between the two. You have to know how to make gedarim when? Shabbos? Okay, Shabbos is over. The weekday starts. in the weekday, you have to be makdish certain zmanim and taught. This is what the Chofetz Chaim was teaching us. We get married. The greatest gedolim get married. Why? In kaidish, in chayil, there's a way how to make kaidish. The kaidish and chayil should live together harmoniously. That was carbon shlom. Carbon shlom was that you needed a carbon to eat. You got to make yourself a barbecue at night. What do? You went to the Beis HaMikdash, you brought a zvach, and today, b'shtei, you took from that, you made a barbecue afterwards. Do you know that the whole carbon shlamim was meant to make a suda afterwards? You know that? The Rishayim tell us, why was it not mina oif? You know, the only carbon that you can't bring mina oif is a shlamim. There's not enough meat. You needed to make a party, you needed people to eat and enjoy. You know that? There's no shlamim mina oif. There's not enough meat on it. What are you going to have? A small little chicken sandwich. What are you going to do? A small little bird sandwich? Yeah, I got to invite the whole chevri you got to invite. I'll tell you even more. The Ksava Kabbalah says, Mayri Chiddush. With every shlam, you brought a taida. You know that? You brought carbon taida. You knew that? Halas taida you brought. Why? Says the Ksava Kabbalah. You think there's enough meat for all your friends? So you have like this, you can give out bread. You know, sometimes you make a simcha. What do? So you invite your good, close friends to the meal. But you want everybody to have anos. You send a little cake to everybody. The same thing with the shlamim, says the Ksava Kabbalah. You brought the chalas taida like this, everybody can have from it. Fana meidik Ksava Kabbalah? Meidik Zachit. Why do I have to, all my friends and everything, what? I bring a carbon to the Eibishter. Everybody has to be involved in my carbon? That's shalim. Abayshi, shlemus means chayil and kaidish together. It means I have friends. It means that I'm shalim bin am l'chaveray. To bring a carbon and say, kulul Hashem, I have nothing to do with my friends and my people and my neighbors and my wife and my children. No, the inyan of shalom is to teach you, meitel shalom bin ish l'ishtay, bin adam l'chaveray. And therefore I go out and I take the carbon shalom and I give it to everybody to eat. I give everybody for the carbon shlamim, because the idea of shlamim is not what? Avoida for the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, it's for me and Hashem. It's not me and Hashem. It's me and the whole Bria. It's me and my Chaverim and my family. It's Adam HaShalim. Adam HaShalim means you and your family also. That's the Yisoid of shlamim. All the karbonis you brought to the Beis HaMikdash, it's you and Hashem. Shlamim is you and your family and your friends and the people around you, because it's about shlemus. It's not about a chet that you did to Hashem. It's about shlemus to Adam. I'll tell you two beautiful rayonis that I want to say out pizza. The carbon shlamim has a unique halacha which no other carbon has. And that is the din of Pesach oil mayit. Says v'shachatoi Pesach oil mayit. There's a question on what carbon that's going on. The Rambam learns in Maisa Karbonis Kedek that's going on the carbon shlamim, that the door of the oil mayit had to be open when you makir the carbon shlamim. The Tosfos Yontiv in Tamid, Masechtas Tamid, asks Akasha, what are you talking about? It's all karbonis. What is the Rambam talking about? But the Rambam says clearly it's only by shlamim. So Avada, it's drush, but it's a nice. Why did it have to be Pesach that the door was open? Why did the door have to be open when you're makiv a carbon shlom? And the teretz I hold is this yisayit in mus in drush. The carbon is between you and Hashem. That's an asham achatas. The shlomim was for the people outside also. It wasn't a private affair. The door had to be open. The Torah was teaching us that it's not an inner avodah's base hamikdash. The doors were open. This was klapei chutz as much as it was klapei pnim. And I'll tell you a little further. Maybe it'll explain you the drush that I'm trying to say a little bit better. All karbanis was in tzafon. You were makir of the carbon in tzafon. So we dash in tzafon. The shlamim was not in tzafon. You weren't makir the carbon shlamim in tzafon. What is tzafon? So if you look at the Shem Yishmul, he brings down from Nebuchadnezzar, Tzafa is hidden, Matzpain. Because the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, I'm sorry, the Avoida of the Oila and the Chatos was Tzafa. It was his inner private with the Rabbeinu Shloila. He has a direct line to discuss his inner problems with the Rabbeinu Shloila. The Shlom was not about Tzafa. The Shlomim was not about Tzafa. He even says a very shant word to Avnei. So maybe it's Shem Shmuel's Meisav and Avnei Nezer. That is the carbon oil was Matzpoin, the inner feelings, the Hirhuri Aleh. But the Chatos is a Meisav. The Chatos is a Meisav. Right? It's an act. You did an act. That's outside. That's an revealed thing. So why do you need suffering over there? So he says, because every Meisav first starts with a bad Machshava. The Machshava was going to the Meisav. I would say it more pashut. The word Tzafi means hidden. It was private. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you closed the doors, you went to Tzafi, it was between you and the Rebbeinu Shlom. A Chatos is your issue, your score, as they say in English, with the Rebbeinu Shlom. If you had Hirhuri Alev, or Chatos, or Asham, the Shlomim was more for the world, it was Shalom Ba'ilam. It wasn't a private issue. It wasn't a private affair. The Sipurni even says, that the pshat in the zevach shlomim is milashin hayda shlomim hayda, that when a person brought a karmish shlomim, he would make a suda afterwards and speak the chasod of haram of the kadosh baruch hu. Tell even further, tell you moed gechirish. Did you do smicha on a karmish shlomim? Yeah, shlei state. Every smicha, you would be mezvada, right? You would say vidui. Vidui, right? On a Karmish Shlom, you did smicha. Did you say vidui? It's machlokes v'shayim. The Rambam says you didn't say vidui. You would say divrei shevach v'hayda. You praise Hashem. You put your hands on top of the animal, and you would speak your praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rabbaz, why would the Rambam say this? Elamai, because you didn't sin. Is the reason why the Rambam says because you didn't do an averus? How could you bring a Karmish Shlom and say? I asked you this last week on the Ayla, but I see the Rabbaz says this on the Ram by the Shlom. Says the Rabbaz, no, even if you brought for no reason a carbon just because you want to get close to Hashem, but you still have stuff that you want to be mizvada for. Halavai she zvadadam kalayayim. Halavai a person would say, Rabbi Shlom, I'm sorry if I did this or if I did. So the carbon could be a carbon shlomin. But there's zich issues that a person has to be mizvada for. What is the Rabbaz? I mean, Lamaisi, you didn't do an Aveira. Lamaisi, you didn't do an Aveira. So what are you being Mizvada for? Tarek says, because you do have Aveiras. So what does that do with this carbon, though? Elamai, stop being Mizvada. What does that have to do with this carbon? And the Tarek says, Rabbi Isai, the carbon shlomim is not the taich. I am completely clean. Yeah? And all I'm trying to do is Shevach Vaidah to the Rabbi Nishleila. Like I explained to you, the Shlom is the Taich, that the person puts all his inner Ruchnius Mesudr, Beshleimus. So this is what Rabbaz is saying, there's so many things that you're not bringing a carbon for, but Hashaychus to the Shlomim, because the Shlom is about Shleimus. That's what the Rabbaz is for Taichi, that even, otherwise what's Rabbaz saying? Well, this carbon I have to be Mizvah, Havayishi Zvah Dodom Kal Yayim. So what does that do with this carbon? What does this carbon have to do with the vidui? You're not saying vidui on this carbon. Stop vidui. Just say vidui. Go to shul and say a vidui. Elamai, because you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you have an opportunity in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas carbon, b'shas ritzui to say vidui. Maybe that's the pshat. Since you're anyway in the Beis HaMikdash and you anyway bring a carbon and it's the right time of Eis Ratzon. So maybe that's the right time to say vidu grada on another chatayim. It's a bichiddush, right? But the way we're learning is gargishmak. Even if you're not bringing on a specific chait, but a person needs shleimus, a person needs work, a person needs tikkun amidus and tikkun amaisim. That's the vidui. On things that he needs tikkun for, a Rabbeinu Shleilam, I want to be 100%. I want to be b'shleimus. And I'm mizvada that I'm not b'shleimus. What did the Rambam learn? Rambam Pashit, Divrei Shavach. I thank the Rabbi Yisrael, Shalom Ba'olam. I take the Shalim part. Not the Shleimus part, but the Shalim part. And I use that as the Vidui. Rabbi Baz is learning, I use the Shleimus part as a Vidui. And the Rambam is learning, I use the Shalom part as a Vidui. With this, I think we can explain another big insight. What did I do with the oyer of the Karban Shlom? Now the Basar's Nechel, the Basar's eaten. What about the oyer? What happens to the skin? So there's a Gemara Megillat Achavav that you weren't allowed to take rent in Yerushalayim. When the people came to be Oyla Regal, you weren't allowed to charge them rent. They're your guests. They come to Yerushalayim, they're your guests. Says the Gemara, you held a guy a whole week in your house. How does he pay you back? He takes the oyer of shlamim and he gives it to the balabas. And this was a takana. A takana that the oyer of shlamim should go to the person who took you in. So I was thinking, manavshech, if you're trying to pay the person who took you in, so make a takana to pay. I have to go through the oyer of shlamim and pay the balabas. So the pashup shot is because you're not allowed to take money, because you're not allowed to charge. So this is a roundabout way of not charging and charging. Right? In other words, it's trying to get away with the problem of charging. Shh. You're trying to get away with the problem of charging, right? By charging and getting oyrus. Advice I would say, tifer. What was the yisayid shlam? The Shleimus HaAdam. About your menschlichkeit. It's about who you are. You go in someone's house for a week and a half, 2 weeks. The shlum is paying. The same way the shlum is to bring your chaverim to the Suda, like the Ksava Kabbalah says, the shlum was to pay the other person. From the carbon, it was meitul shalom b'ram l'chaveri. It was a lesson. It was a lesson in b'ram l'chaveri. You have your friends, bring them to your suda. You have a person who took you in, pay him. This was all limudim, in the parsha of Shlam. With this, I want to explain one more thing. If you take a look at Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Tes. Gabriel ben Daba Hashem Amoy Shalema. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, lemer, hamakriv ezevach shlom of Lashem. The one who is makriv zevach shlom of Lashem, yavi es korbonei Lashem izevach shlom of. It was a tongue twister. What is this pasuk? Part of the pasuk here, hamakriv ezevach shlom of Lashem, yavi es korbonei Lashem izevach shlom of. What is it? What does the pasuk want? So the Meshech Chacham is married this. Meshech Chacham is a shlomo tayra this. What does the pasuk about? Hamak of Zev Hashlom of Hashem Yod of Hashem. You know what I say? After everything I told you, I think we could say a very nice pshat. Every carbon, oila isha Hashem. What is isha Hashem? You ever hear the expression isha Hashem? Says the Ramban, isha Hashem Hashem levadim. For Hashem alone. For Hashem alone. When you bring a carbon oila, you're supposed to have in mind Hashem levade, only Hashem. What is a carbon shlam, Rabbi? I told you, carbon shlam technically is also for you. You want to have meat, you want to have. So you bring the carbon shlamim and you give to the Rabbi Mishlam as well. Let's see how the pasuk tells us. Hamakriv ezevach shlam of Lashem. Yavi es karbonei Lashem izemach shlamim. What's the yisayid of a shlamim? The yisayid of shlamim is yavi es karbonei Lashem mizemach shlamim. It's that from what I want to be makriv, I yavi Lashem. The Torah is teaching me what is a zemach shlamim. What is it? And the answer is hamak yavi es karbonei Lashem. You bring to Hashem from the zemach, which means the Zevach Shlomim is for you, actually. And the carbon part is to give from what's you to the Rabbi Nishlam also. That there's a Chelek L'Gavoya. Every other carbon is kula l'Hashem. It has nothing to do with you. It's not your carbon. Faker, Adam Kiakiv Mikem, the carbon is you. And then it's l'Hashem. Everything else goes to Hashem. Who's the carbon by an oila? You know, Rafi, who's the carbon by an oila? You. You're the carbon. What does Hashem have from it? Everything, because it's kalal Hashem. Shlamim, who's the carbon? The carbon itself is yours also, because it's chelik nechel labailim. So mizemach shlamim, you have to be yavi carbon Hashem. From yours, you have to give to the Rabbeinu Shlamim. Because a chelik of the carbon is also yours, and the aside of shlamim is that you're able to take from chayil, from what's yours, and give the proper chelik to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the harmony of a person who lives life al pi Torah, life al pi Kedusha, life al pi Hashem. That's shlam, shlames. That's the shlames. It's not shlame to give it all to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. We can't give it all to Rabbeinu. You're not supposed to give it all to Rabbeinu. Someone gives more than a chaymish and staka is a meshugana. A person has to know that he has, that he's supposed to have zevach shlamav. Zevach shlamav, you hear? His. But what is the carbon? Yavi l'Hashem mi zevach shlamav. That he should give to Hashem from it. And that's called shlamav. Shalim, shlamus, la'adam, l'mizbeach, la'kayahan. The proper chiluk, the harmony between the proper percentage that a person gives l'Hashem and for himself, and if he does it harmoniously, properly, apidas tayru, that's shalem and that's shlemus. This rabbi is the taich also what the Rashbam saying. He pays back. He pays back. Nidorei l'Hashem ha-shalem. Right? That's the whole inyan, what that you owe and you pay? No. I hold the Rashbam saying a tremendous yisai. A person lives his life. If he lives only for himself, you know why he does that? Because he believes it's my life, it's my property. The moment you understand that I owe it to the Rabbeinu Shlomo because he gave it to me, that's the Yisayid Shlomo. It's not the physical I owe you, I pay you. It's the concept of I owe you, I pay you. It's coming from you, Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the proper way to live. Yes, I want. Yes, I have in this world, but I know it's all from you. That's Pshat Tashlum. You like beautiful word, Rabbi. The aside of a Tashlum is not to not live in this world, not to be part of this Bria. No, Fakir, you're supposed to enjoy the Olam Hazeh. And if not, you're a Chayta. The Nazir who's not enjoying Olam Hazeh is a Chayta. But he has to know Nidari Lashem Hashalim. Tell me, what do you think David HaMelech meant when he said, Nidarei l'Hashem HaShalom? Skumta mayashakayach, he deserves a special pat on the back. I promise, I know by you guys it might be a big thing to promise and then pay, you know? That's what I'm saying. Because the country you came from, it's a mitzvah not to pay, you promise. Okay, that's the reason not to pay, because you promised it. Right? That's from the governments that you guys came from. But David HaMelech was obviously from a different element, right? So what do you mean the Darei L'Hashem HaShalim? I don't think he means the physical, I promise I pay. In this world, Rabbi Nisham, I owe you. He lived his life as Nidarei L'Hashem HaShalim. I owe it to the Rabbi Nisham. He gives me, I owe him. HaKel Shulcha, it's all yours. So if you gave me, I owe you. I'll pay back what I owe you. That's Shat Nidarei L'Hashem HaShalim. Beautiful daher, and that's shlum. Tashlumin. He doesn't mean mashbam, physically you went and you paid back. Well, that's the name of a carbon, you owe, you pay. No. It's the concept of Rabbi Hashem, I owe you. Because it's about me, it's about my things. Shlum is chayil. It is my basar. But since I owe you, Rabbi Hashem, for giving me the basar, I have to give your chaylik also. And that makes shalim. That makes shlemus. Ending. What's mine is mine, and it's only mine because Rabbi Hashem gave it to me. Then you could have in this world, but you'll have peace in this world. A person could have so much hashiras and still not be happy. Why? Because he thinks that kaychi v'aytzim yadi, he got it, so he wants more, and he feels he'll get more. But the moment you realize it's what Hashem gives you, and you can't have anything more than what Hashem gave you, so then it's not going to put you into the ground. It's going to give you shalom. It's going to give you peace. The carbon shalom is yes, v'chalta, yes, mizivchacha. It is your carbon. But you have to learn nidarei l'Hashem hashalom. It's from the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's the shleimus. The koyin, the mizbeah, and you eat. Everybody eats. And that's the carbon zevach. That's kedusha. Zevach shlomim. Zevach shlomim. And that's why I also believe, if you look at the pasuk ends off, and the Mefarshim asks us for akasha. If you look at the pasuk that we started with, Perek Zayin pasuk in Aleph, it says in the pasuk, "Zoyis Torah zevach hashlomim, asher yakriv l'Hashem." When it says Zayis Tairas HaAshom, it doesn't say Ashiyakiv LaShem. When it says Chatos, it doesn't say Zayis Tairas HaChatos Ashiyakiv LaShem. When it says Ashom, it doesn't say Zayis Tairas HaAshom Ashiyakiv LaShem. Only over here by Zevach HaShlom, it doesn't say Ashiyakiv LaShem. You have a teretz after everything I just said? Avada. The whole Yisrael of what we were telling us. We were teaching today. The inyan of Zevach HaShlom is yours. But there's a Torah, Zevach HaShlomim, Kedusha, in Shlomim, that you can be Ashiyakiv LaShem. Not LaShem, Isha LaShem, because Oil is Isha LaShem. Oil is Kulei LaShem. Zevach HaShlomim is Ashiyakiv LaShem. There's a special Yisoid in Shlomim that you have to emphasize, that the Shlomim is about yours Ashiyakiv LaShem. Mardik, huh? No other carbon does it say. It says Zayis Teres Hashem. Zayis Teres Hachatos. Zayis Teres Ha'ayla. Zayis Teres Zevach HaShlamim Ashiyakim LaShem. Because that is the Yisayt of the Shlamim. The carbon is chaylik, is yours. It's chayl, so to speak. You can do whatever you want with it. But there's a chaylik of Zevach Shlamim that I'm being from mine Ashiyakim LaShem. How bad did the karbonis are Isha Lashem? Zevach Shlom is not Isha Lashem. It's Ashiyakiv Lashem. This is Yisoid in life. You want happiness? Learn Torah. You want happiness? Daven. You want happiness? Do binon l'chaver. If you're missing any of the above, ala Torah, ala Avod, ala Gemilas Chasadim, and if you put yourself more into one, and you relax on the other, it lacks in Shleimus HaAdam. It lacks in being Adam HaShalim, which therefore leads to people are not happy. Why are people not happy? They're learning Torah. You look at people, they learn Torah. Why are they not happy? And the answer is because it's not Shleimus within. It's not Torah b'Shleimus. It's not Torah with all what Torah requires you to do. Torah is not just to sit and learn a book, bear. Torah is to daven. Torah is not only just to daven. Torah is to be a mensch, to be a bin Amal Chaver, a bin Ish Lishtai. All this makes the Adam HaShalom, which comes from Adam HaShleimus, like I showed you from the Ramah. Shleimus reads the Shalom. Now I go back to Kabbalah Satayra. He asked Yakash, the Ramah, how can we bring a Shalom on Shavuos? Why do we bring a Shalom on Shavuos? And the Teretz is, Kimon Shekibaltim Aleichem Oil Tayra. It's as if you didn't sin. So I asked you, first of all, why, if a person mekabel oil Torah, it's as if he didn't sin? Rabbi say, oil Torah means that a person has shleimus. That's called oil Torah. Oil Torah means that he learns and he keeps what it says in the Torah. Says the Rabbi Nishleilam, therefore it's ka'ilu leichata, and that's shleimus. Oil Torah is mechayiv shleimus. A person who accepts the oil of Torah. Doesn't say if you learn Torah. Does it say if you learn Torah? Oil Torah. It's not easy to learn. You think Torah is easy? Torah has a lot of things you have to do. You got to be a nice person to have oil Torah. You got to be an Oyved Hashem. You got to wake up for davening to have oil Torah. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can learn, but they can't wake up for davening. A lot of people wake up for davening. They can't be a normal person with Binyan L'Chaver. Once you mekabel oil Torah, that's shleimus. Even a carbon seber, says the Ramah, could be what? A carbon shlamim. You ever notice that there's three things that were needed for Kabbalah Sater. Do you remember what they were? The Archaim tells us. What were they? Ayichad Sham Yisrael Negeda Arki Ishachad, Belev Echad, right? Remember such a thing? Ki Ishachad, Belev Echad, right? You needed Bein Adam L'Chaver. You needed Achdus. So the Archaim asked, why for Kabbalah Sater do you need Achdus? Why the Kabbalah Sater? So he says, Arvus, because we accepted the Torah not as one, but as a group. And therefore, I need Achdus, that I care for you and you care for me, because we did it as a group. Abayi, so we could say even more pashit. Eil Torah means Shleimus. Shleimus is not Pirud, not Machlaikis, not fighting. That's where we see from here. Shleimus is shalom, and shalom means you bring the chaverim and you'll sit and you're together. Like the Shach says. So oil taira means the shleimus ha-taira, like the Ramah teaches us. Shleimus ha-taira means benam lechaver as well. Can't have one without the other. You can't have pirut. Shleimus, shalom, and pirut don't go together. Once you have that, Zok the Ramah Givaldik, therefore you can do what? You makave carbon shlamim on what? On Shavuos. This Rabbi Sai, in a nutshell, person with a little bit understanding in the parasha of carbon shlamim.